Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Hello, I'm so glad you're with us again this week for episode number 58 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. And the title of this episode is Healthy Food Exchanges. Again, we have with us Jennifer Barr, who I'm so excited has taken this time out. She is a registered dietitian nutritionist who runs two medical nutrition practices, one in Downingtown and the other in Kennett Square. She teaches at Westchester University and is launching online a nutrition-focused coaching program, which is called NutritionExpert.us. Jennifer can be contacted, and you can learn more about her at her website, downingtownnutrition.com. So I'd just like to welcome Jennifer again. Thank you, Jennifer, for being here.
Thank you, Paula. I love being here.
I'd like to share with you before Jennifer goes on and continues to give us great insight, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 26 and 27. And this is what it says. Thus, I do not run aimlessly. I do not fight as if I were shadow boxing. No, I drive my body and train it for fear that after having preached to others, I myself should be disqualified. And I have to tell you, that was so important to me because here I am trying to encourage women how to have a better life, body, mind, and spirit. And if I'm all out of shape and I can't make it to my speaking engagements or to the community classes and the things that I teach because of my health, because of there are things that are out of our control. Now, I'm not trying to make anyone feel condemned or to make anyone feel bad, but I'm talking about when we have control in regards to different things of our health and I don't do what I can do, then it's wrong for me to try to encourage you and tell you what to do when I'm not doing it. And so what I need to do and what I have been doing with Jennifer is learning how to beat my own body and bring it under control so that I can learn what's important to do and what is important not to do. Mm-hmm. And so our topic today is healthy food exchanges. And I'm sure Jennifer is not going to tell us to exchange the chips for a Reese's cup, because the Reese's cup has peanut butter in it. I love the Reese's cups, and you that know me are laughing right now. But I'm going to turn you over to Jennifer and let her continue.
Well, first of all, I do believe that there's room for Reese's cups.
Okay? Oh, great. Yes. Yay. I knew I liked you.
I love your quote. You should role model behaviors because you're putting that message out. And one thing that I could definitely attest to is that I role model a lot of these behaviors. Our topic is healthy food swaps. I definitely role model that with cooking. I love cooking. Mm-hmm. I love food. It's why I became a dietitian. I signed up for the moment they told me there was a career where you can talk about food all day. I'm on that.
Awesome.
I absolutely have a great time having a test kitchen once a week where I try new recipes and what works, what doesn't work. And sometimes it's a total fail, mm-hmm. but that's okay. There's lots of great opportunities to add nutrition into your cooking and into your meal planning every day. Mm. When, as women, we tend to be the meal preppers. Mm-hmm. That's changing, but for some of us, it hasn't changed.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Starting your day, do you have tea? Do you have coffee? What are you putting in your coffee and tea? I must say I see a lot of people that make it pretty much equivalent to a Snickers bar in nutrition. Especially the Dunkin' Donuts and the Starbucks.
I know, the caramel and all the chocolate and all the sweets.
Right, and now McDonald's basically sells it for under $1, so, you know, we're in trouble, and it's a drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
So what are those type of swaps? I mean, a sugar alternative, if you're using sugar in terms of weight management, is going to be better. It's better to ditch it completely and see if you just actually like coffee. Coffee just got released in the United States dietary guidelines as healthy. There's actually some benefits to coffee. Caffeine actually could help with heart disease. Oh. And it could, you know, act as a diuretic. Hmm. And it could stave off hunger. So it's not a bad thing. Oh, okay. A little caffeine isn't bad for most people. Mm-hmm. Talk to your doctor first. What are you putting in that coffee? Are you putting in a sugared creamer, a flavored creamer? 2 tablespoons of, like, an Irish cream creamer or a vanilla bean creamer is equivalent to a slice of bread in sugar. Oh, my. So would you squish a slice of bread and put it in your coffee? Probably not. But that's what you're doing. You know, venture out. You know, could you use milk? Could you use evaporated skim milk? Mm-hmm. Way more nutritious. Okay. Way less calories. Another brand that people like, and I'm not promoting a brand, but like it's called So Delicious, or a coconut creamer, an unsweetened coconut creamer. Coconut naturally has a sweet taste to it, so it's a little bit healthier of a switch if you don't want to venture to black or mm-hmm. milk. I know that scares people. Mm-hmm. So that's a really easy switch. Could you do egg whites instead of egg? Yes, the whole egg is healthy, but from a weight management perspective, an egg white's 14 calories versus 60 calories and 5 grams of fat. Yeah. So, you know, it is a little bit easier. If you can crack the egg and have the egg if you don't want the chemicals that's in egg white, or you can buy it organic. Mm-hmm. That's an easy switch. Could you add vegetables to your omelets when you're cooking? Absolutely. Instead of a fat, like butter, now this may be hard for some people, instead of butter and cream cheese, could you swap an avocado?
Oh.
So, absolutely love on a cold, cold breakfast morning, whole grain bread. And I like to get the high fiber bread. Mm-hmm. It's called like paleo bread. Mm-hmm. Julian's Bakery makes it. Toast that so it's nice and warm and toasty and crunchy and hot. And then 1/4 an avocado, which is about a fat serving, on top of that, and a little garlic salt. Oh.
That is different.
And I tell you, the fat, the fiber from the bread and the protein from the bread makes you feel full. Oh. It'll buy you a lot of hours in the morning to feel mm-hmm. full. Mm-hmm. So that's a swap. Are you having smoothies in the morning? Mm-hmm. What are you adding to your smoothie? Some people add juice. Mm-hmm. They add more than 2 servings of fruit. That will just jack up your calories. It's not worth it. And mm-hmm. you're negating the nutritional benefit. So keep it to 2 servings of fruit. Can you do a lower calorie milk, such as almond milk? Mm-hmm. If you do
that's what I like.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you're lactose intolerant, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. If you do almond milk, there is no protein in almond milk compared to 8 grams of protein in milk, like cow's milk. So you can do a protein scoop of powder. Most women should start their day with at least 14 grams of protein anyway.
I do add protein.
Yeah, yeah. Unfortunately, it makes sense. And from a calorie perspective, you can keep it under 200 calories. Mm-hmm. Could you throw a handful of spinach in? Get yourself a good blender and just mix it up. Mm-hmm. You know, I do mm-hmm. find that darker the berries, you can throw in spinach and you don't know it's green, for those of you that have kids. Mm-hmm. Could you add a healthy omega-3, heart-healthy, anti-inflammatory for your joints fat? That was for Paula.
Yes.
1 tablespoon of chia seeds or 2 tablespoons of ground flaxseed.
I do it.
Yeah. Yep, it's a healthy fat serving. We want you to have at least 4 to 5 healthy plant-based fats in your day, and that's an easy way to start. Mm-hmm. Plus, it makes you feel full.
Yes.
Just keep those healthy fats in the refrigerator and seal it up tight because they do go rancid. Another healthy swap is cooking your meals. You know, do you cook with butter? Do you cook with oil? You might need like a teaspoon of olive oil. That's like your pinky tip. Just the nail is a teaspoon. How much olive oil or cooking oils or fats are you cooking with? Are you like Rachel Ray and she's like, whoosh, you know, all over the pan?
Guilty.
Yeah, because a thumb size of oil is 3 teaspoons. That's 3 fat servings for your day. Remember, I told you, one should have at least 5 healthy fats for the day. But yes. That's like, you don't want all your fats in one meal,
yes,
right?
Right.
Fat makes you feel full. It's really important for health. It keeps our body insulated. But you do not need to overload on fat. Mm-hmm. So chicken broth or vegetable stock is a really great way to have that savory taste that fat or butter would give you without the calories.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And you don't burn the food.
Yes. So then we shouldn't be using the spray?
You can totally use the spray if you want. A lot of people don't like to use it because it's chemicals.
Oh, okay.
Something that you can do is get something called a misto.
Yes. I saw that, yes.
Just put the oil in.
And spray it. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's much better.
But the chicken stock's actually going to add more flavor.
Oh, okay.
For sure. And then you can put fresh herbs in it, too. And it simmers and tastes amazing.
As you can see, Jennifer is just full of a lot of wisdom and knowledge in regards to how we can treat our bodies better. And so I'm just excited again to have her with us this month. And so I hope that you'll join us again next week and that all of these tips are things that you'll just replay the podcast, write down the instructions, and put it into practice. Because again, it's not going to help you if you don't put it into practice. But to take all of the tips from this whole month and to just start putting one and two into practice at a time, and then you'll be surprised the difference that you're going to see. I know I am seeing the difference myself. So until I see you next week, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.